Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the desert. The real world. The world that you know. This. The world that you know. You've been living in a dream world. The world as it was at the end of the 20th century.
Doubt,
living in a dream world,
disbelief.
This is the world as it exists in today. This is the world that you know.
You've been living in a dream world.
World as it was at the end of the 20th century.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio 2012, and my name is Beverly.
And my name is Donnell.
And tonight's show, we are going to talk about Dick Cheney, which his name is Richard Cheney. He's the Vice President of the United States, and there was supposed to be an impeachment going on with him. And what the impeachment was saying here is that what he did was he manipulated the intelligence process to deceive the citizen and Congress of the United States by lying about a threat from Iraq. What he was saying was that they had weapons of mass destruction, and he did this so he could use the United States armed forces against Iraq. Now, before March 2003 invasion of Iraq, Vice President Richard Cheney was fully informed that there was no legitimate evidence existence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So he had been told that there was no evidence of no mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction, but he wanted to cause the war and did it anyway. Donnie, what do you think that's going on there?
In other words, they steal that damn S starter. So in other words, even though he's vice president, he had a lot of power. So you saying that he was pushing for the war regardless, even though he was lying. All right, but everybody knew that, and everything was all about the oil and stuff. What got me puzzled is this. Now, like I said, I'm a little slow, but how is it that they taking the people oil? Nobody is, you know. The oil, we all know, is worth money because we're paying for it over here. So how is it that we got a $2-point-something billion deficit when they over there just taking the oil and taking and doing whatever they want to do over there? So if they taking all that oil, then don't we should have some revenue coming since, you know, we the bad guys any damn way. So don't America should have some, you know, in other words, we should be all getting checks. Everybody who's over in America should just have to pay for all this stuff because they taking all that oil, and oil is the highest thing over here. So why is it that we got a $2-point-something billion debt, or more than that, Beverly? But I'm going to say, how is that they got a debt over here when they over there just taking that over there? I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but isn't that what they doing, Beverly?
Yeah, that's what they doing. And before they went over there, oil was cheaper. As soon as they went over there, the oil went up sky high. So something is telling you 2 + 2 is not adding up to 4. Now, what I believe here is going on, and I was reading something here, and it was saying that the oil prices is not rising. It's the U.S. dollar that's plummeting, that's going down. Now, what's going on is on Wall Street. This is why our oil prices is going up, because you got these guys and gals, they call themselves traders, but really, in the real world, they nothing more than bookies. And what they did was they betting that the oil, you know, the prices of a barrel of oil is going to be $125 a barrel because of the war in the Middle East and things like that. So they are here betting that these prices, and they have these prices to go up. And the prices of the oil is going up. It's coming from Wall Street, not over there in the Middle East. Hello, Donnie?
Yes, okay. See, but you got to remember now, Beverly, the same technology and the same slickness. See, we wasn't even thinking about, you know, all our gas prices. They had us so fascinated, we weren't even thinking about another alternative of gas or oil. But see, everybody got a chemist or somebody in the garage who's funneling in their neighborhood and trying to figure out stuff. Well, see, now they're making people now more curious. Let's say, for example, me and you found a substance or a solution so we could use different than oil. And then we start selling it in the neighborhood. And we'd be like, hey, if y'all tell, we get caught up. You know, they're going to shut us down because they want us to buy their stuff. I mean, it's a, you know, they still have a majority of different ways for us, the way life's supposed to be, to have choices and stuff. They got us captivated with this situation. But see, what they're doing wrong is they're putting so much pressure on us that people like us and other people out there is finding, figuring out a different way. Now, they bring that oil down to like 99 cents or a dollar, or, you know what I said, $1.20, even $1.50. People will live with it. But because what they're doing right now, see, they like, oh, they can handle it. They can just stop their habit, or they can stop doing this. Everybody's trying to get a piece of the pie, and you're destroying the human race, Beverly.
Yeah, they are, and that's what it is. It's all about this greed, you know, and because our money, because our dollar is weakened, you know, we got a weak dollar anyway, because we had talked about that once before, that the dollar, you know, is with the Federal Reserve, that money is not even backed by no gold or no silver, where the U.S. Treasury, that money is backed by gold and silver. So we over here dealing with this money that's not backed by anything. It's the value of it is rapidly decreasing. And so what they're doing on the stock market is, they taking and investing their monies in commodities, and then the two commodities that they investing in is oil and food, because they know that we need the oil to get around in and we need the food to eat in. So this is what's shooting up the prices of the oil here. It's not them, because like you say, common sense would be, we went over there, we took over the place. So the oil should have went down. The prices of oil should have went down, not up. So that's letting you know that this is coming from Wall Street. This is coming from these crooked politicians. And getting back to Cheney, you know, he was he worked for this company, and this company has the contract with the military. So they got this big contract from this war in Iraq, the Heidelberg or Hildeberg industry. He was the president and chief executive officer of this company. And now they got this big contract over there. They, you know, they getting all this money from this military. So, I mean, it don't take, you don't have to have a lot of brains to see what's going on, Donnie.
Well, see, it's funny you said that. Now, you got to remember, let's do a little magic right here. Let's do a little trickery, okay, then? But it's reality. All right, then? Let's go ahead and say, oops, we know they got 27th century technology. And let's say everybody on the air, everybody listen, we brainiacs. So we ain't going to let nothing slip by. So let's go there. Now, they dropped technology in the ghetto. They dropped it all over the world. All right, then? That's for them to know where you at. If you want to study on something killing or protecting or growing something, they'll know what the heaven is in your head, who's in the community smarter. They could do all this by that computer. But see, while they're evaluating y'all, y'all will be able to contact as us, the people. So we all, don't forget now, we all got our Boniette hat on. We ain't got another slide now. Why, they sitting up there now, you can't blame them. All right, come on, let's put ourselves in their position. All right, there's a lot of rotten souls out there, but let's check this out, Beverly. You got to put yourself in their position. Let's see the rest of us asleep. Let's take the thinking hats off right now. Let's see the rest of us sleep, and they figure, hey, this is the best way. Remember, corporations, getting together, meetings, you know what I'm saying? They making decisions, and they feel like they're doing the right thing. So now we need to stand up and do the right thing and make a decision. Don't forget now. See, they already know. They put a certain pressure on us. Now they're learning, okay, then these people are getting more resourceful. Or they thinking better now. So it's better off to keep the pressure. When they had the pressure off of us, hey, we were just grinning, shopping, spinning. Now we're thinking about the good old days. Now people are trying to find solutions. Think about it. If somebody in the community right now can figure out a way to knock the gas out and figure out a way to keep them cars running like somebody has, plenty of weight and can sell in they'll be a millionaire overnight. So this is the opportunity. So all you thinkers out there and the ones that's like, where's the opportunity? Well, they just created one for it. When they put the pressure on the community, they pressure the thinkers to come up with something. And see, what they just did is they should have just let it ride, just went to $1.50 and then left people alone. They could have slid another 15, 20 years. But right now, they dropped it back down to $1.50. People going, well, they don't like the idea that that collar was tight on them, Beverly. So right now, let them keep putting the pressure on the people. Only thing they're going to do is make them smarter and stronger. They dropped the technology to keep up with them. But remember, first, they didn't even know they existed. So what they're trying to do in one land, they're doing something else. That's why they're going global, world now. They like, yeah, the dollar's losing value now, but once they get everything unionized, don't forget they got 27 centers of technology, they see the three or four steps that we don't supposed to see, how if somebody do infiltrate the oil and come up with something better. They could be bullier, they could accept it, or they could share. Well, you know how we are. If we don't find, we ain't forced to do something, we're going to force to do something else. So, Beverly, all I'm saying is that this is the way the crooked stuff is, but now, like I said, with the technology, we could update and do the exact same thing they're doing and do it better because now they done made it sure that they keep the count and they're reaching out. And for them to keep out, they have to give us that technology. And the ones who are smart going to learn how to use it, Beverly.
Yeah, but I still say this is coming from a few people here that is greed. You know, you got these people up there on Wall Street, which is bookies, that, you know, they call them traders, but they're nothing more than in the hood, we call them bookies. And they up there, you know, buying, it's just like the movie, the Trading Places. You know, with Eddie Murphy when he made that. Did you remember that movie?
Yeah, I just watched it the other day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what's going on now, what they're doing up there on Wall Street. And that's what they're doing, buying the, you know, betting that this is going to happen, and they're making it happen. Well, in reality, it is really not happening. They really making it happen. So I just say that the price of oil is really not coming from over there in the war. The high price of oil is coming from Wall Street. Donnie?
Beverly, but see, that's the sweet part about it. It's not the oil. It's not the concept. It's the concept. The thing what they assimilate is people. They sitting up here putting a program together to seminize us to work like a maze. By the time we figure it out, we tag. It works for them. As long as we spin the circle, it works. They have to have the people. So the people is spreading out. That's why they like skip this backyard. We own this. Hey, let's get along and let's make this deal. Hey, we got a beautiful, excuse my name, we got a beautiful thing going here because a lot of them accepting this. And that's what we are, a lot of accepting this way of their life. And if we want that new life, you got to find a lot of people to think like you and put it together. So you're going right back to them corporation individually and going out there and you got to stand up. You got to be seen. Change this deal. You got to be seen. Go ahead, Beverly.
But that's just a few because mostly the masses of people are asleep. And the masses of people, they just want to go to work, you know, do they thing, to go to their business, do their jobs, and they don't want to get into all this heavy stuff, you know. So they know that. They know, yeah, it's going to be a few people that are going to put on their brainiac caps and going to come up and going to create, because that's what they're making us do. They're making us use our creative power.
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The pressure is good.
Yeah, but everybody not going to use their creative power.
There's only certain people
that use it. Some people shut down, and some people get very creative.
Well, you know what the horrible thing is about it is, remember that old saying, only the strong survive, but what they forgot to tell you was the strong-minded. See, a lot of people think it's physical. It's mental, and women is more mental than men because we take stuff light and this, and we sit there and we quick to pat ourselves on the back. As a woman, she's still curious, like, do you sure that might work? Because that's just their nature. And instead of us taking them more seriously, we don't. So since we don't take them more seriously, we not all that seriously because they would tell us our errors and mistakes, and they could step in and help us. We're not using. See, they're talking about the seven sense. You need two of them to get there. You need the man and the woman. So like I said, they did the worst thing. People know there's people out there. People know there's different culture out there. People know that prejudice ain't going to last too much longer. See, prejudice is the ignorant. That's what they common sense telling you. The food, the land, everything you mentioned is what they control. But the sweetest thing they're doing is that 27th century technology, they are assimilating people. They're having people with a certain way. They got you walking in this, go to school. Do this. They not telling you, little Johnny, you brainiac. You don't have to do that. Focus more on that. Ooh, so-and-so. Ooh, you good with that baseball. Focus on that. Do your education. They like, you can do all that. But by the time you get it together and figure it out, you hit. The elderly, it was the most valuable things to anyone's life. Because the thing was, what that was is the elderly, they sit there and they tell you about yourself. They can let you help you see yourself. But since we don't have no respect, for the elderly, and they got a lot of rotten ones out there. But I'm going, you got to weed through them, just like you got to weed through the rotten young ones out there. All right, then. Some of them got to live, because they're miserable, Beverly.
But see, it used to be, it balanced itself because you had the elderly, and the younger generation, and they kind of, because the elderly had the wisdom, and it kind of balanced itself. But now, you got more and more people putting their elderly. They putting them in nursing homes and homes, and they getting them away from the family. So we losing that strong connection, that wisdom that comes with age. Now getting back to Cheney, this impeachment that was supposed to be going on, I don't know what happened to it. It's just sitting right there. But what they said that he did because of his actions, because of his lying. He caused the loss of 3,300 U.S. military personnel, and it's probably more than that. 650,000 Iraqi citizens lost their lives. We lost approximately $500 billion because of the cost of this war, and we also have an increase in our federal debt. We lost military readiness within the armed service because the armed service is overextended. There's some lack of training going on, lack of equipment. We also lost some U.S. credibility in the world looking at us, because of the action that Cheney took. And so my thing is, what happened to the impeachment? I mean, what happened? Why is, nobody is saying anything or doing anything?
That's because, again, it ain't their loved ones. The ones who's really feeling it is the ones who's losing the loved ones are the ones who've been there before. All right, do you know how we are? They done got us so numb now, death can happen right next to us, and we don't react. We see it on TV. They know what they're doing. Like I say, they assimilate us. They done studied us. We done studied ourselves, and they're like, okay, then, since they like this mold, let's keep them in there. The ones they can't keep in there are going to figure out a way to get out of it, doubly.
Yeah, well, we're going to figure out how the way to get out of it. That's not most of us. I guess, what you're saying is the ones that do figure out how to get out of it, then they just going to have to be like the Pied Piper and help the other people pull them through.
The truth is, I mean, come on, a lot of people like crabs in a barrel. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people, you try to reach and help, they don't listen to you until you prove or show them. See what I'm saying? The ones who usually get ahead and stuff and that, they done dedicated blood, sweat, or some dirtiness. You know what I'm saying? But something was given up to get there. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean because everybody who got it situated and ain't got this finances mentally. Because like I said, mentally is a whole lot of things, knowing where you're at, knowing what you're doing. But financially, mentally, and love, that's the ultimate. All right? They're not in that order, but they're still an ultimate. And I'm going, if you get someone with the love, see, they doubly going to go back and educate and show love. So like I said, it's going to take us time. But we'll get there. But like now is, they done just sit there, see, with this technology and stuff now, a lot of people paying attention. It was before that, a lot of people couldn't hear all this stuff. Now, you waking people up, people sharing. The poor are sharing, and the poor like sharing. And so it'll be a whole doggone new generation in 50 years from now. Now, I may say it'd be bad or good, I ain't going to ever say, but it's going to definitely be something. But it ain't going to be like it is, Beverly.
Yeah, I agree with that. You're right on that. But I'm just, you know, it's just bothering me that, you know, week after week, I'm sitting here and I'm reading and finding out all this information about these leaders that we have, you know, and it's just one rat after another. And it's like, you know, nothing is said, nothing is done. Now, Cheney, again, the vice president of the United States, you know, he has threatened Iran, aggressively threatened them. And from my understanding, you know, that is, that's supposed to be against the national security. I mean, that's supposed to be, let me see. He is legally bound by the, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, by the U.S. Constitution and the international law, it is forbidden for him to be threatening another country like that. You know, he aggressively threatening them. So, I mean, he like, and he don't matter what the Constitution say or what the international law says. You know, he's trying to start a war with Iran now.
Well, remember that old saying, a bully don't last long? Well, you know, it's like I done had guys that I could thump talk stuff to me, and I'd be looking at them like, ouch. And it's too easy to reach out and touch them. All I did, the hardest part is not to react. And I'm going, if his bridges done got too big for him, he in the right place. Trust me, they drop and fall every day. Time is the baddest thing we know on the planet. And trust me, that funkiness ain't going to last in time. So whatever they think they're doing, like I told you, oxygen is intelligent. So it knows they nothing hid from the planet. So like I said, whatever nastiness they doing, look at them, all them people in them. It, when you read the Clinton, when you read the Bush stuff, well, look at all, I mean, who want to be around, I mean, I'm from Detroit. Who the hell want to be around a bunch of people, they dying, everybody dying but them. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going, a lot of people know what the environment they in, just like we know where we at, and everybody know where they at, and stuff, and people know how to ideal to know what they're dealing with, and if they don't, you will going to find out one way or another, just that now. All of us got a rude awakening, and that's the way it is. Man is the most monstrous, beastiest, nastiest thing on the planet, and we know this. Beverly?
Yeah, you know, I hear you. You keep saying they going to get they do and things, but it's just, I mean, they have been in there, what, 8 years? And really and truly, him nor Bush was elected. That was a coup. They took over that office. I mean, you know, if you look what happened, you can see that. And it's just that we just, it just seems like the American people is just bullied down, cowered down. You know,
well,
that's just the feeling I get, you know.
I get you, but no, see, you got to be on the other end. You got to be on the other end now. All right, there are a lot of people lost with the stuff America went through to be America, the slavery, the prejudice, the Jews, the whole nine yards, okay? I mean, everybody, the Indians. Literally wiped them babies out. All right, then we can all point fingers right here in America. But look at the world and look at the time. Everybody been injusted one way or another. Everybody been raped and abused. And that's our problem, all by man. You see what I'm saying? Until we do what we doing and keep talking about it and letting people know that's wrong, you got a nut next to you. Let them know he a nut. I don't keep on because he's your boss. You document. You said he a nut. Somebody arguing every day. The person can't be nice. Something wrong with them. Document, this is your problem. In the last 8 years since they've been in office, we done came up with 3 or 4 new drugs. See, back in the day, they had more crazy people and more foul people. Things is twisted because of technology. But guess what? We got to get the kinks out, Beverly. And I'm going, and that's people, there's more people, and it's still going to be straight. They done made a mistake. They done made a link. Oops, with that technology, that computer. Tell it like it is, Beverly.
So what you're saying, because of the technology that they created to use against us, we can use that technology in our favor.
I mean, think about it. The Moor was going around teaching civilization, teaching people how to live and technology, and some people took it wrong. Some people started hating, and they took that same technology and used it, started slaving and caving and, you know what I'm saying, raping. I mean, that's the way of the man. It's still man. All right, I didn't say woman. Woman is the victim here. And, you know, the killing part about it, she's the ultimate key. And like I said, until we learn ultimate respect, and that's both ways, but she's the ultimate key. She's the precious thing on the planet. Until we respect her, watch this. Everybody got mamas and sisters, and no one with any true heart would hurt their mama and sisters. So there's something wrong with them.
So what you're saying is, if you're saying that the woman is the precious thing on the earth, okay, then we got a woman running for president. So why not back her? You know, why not? If she's that powerful, if she's that precious, like you're saying, why should we all rally around her and back her?
Because she don't have the globe. See, when a woman get tired, when a woman got the globe, everybody stand back. Woman done cause, one woman done cause war, not one man. One woman, women, groups of women, one woman, they done cause disasters. Man ain't never done the disasters women done, because you're sitting up there thinking, I'm saying that, oh, women is the madness. No, that's because of the wrong been done to them. They both had that, they got that kind of power. Think about it. If the women stop being, you can't blame them, be sneaky. How can you even be sneakier than a woman? And what I mean by that is, woman, everybody, if you be with them, they pick up your feelings. They know how, you know, something wrong, something ain't right. Women, and the guys got it too, but the women definitely got it, because y'all give. Most men ain't a giving creature. Women give to the child. Women, the ones who's not, you see the sickness in them. That's what I'm saying. They got to balance out. But we got a lot of sickness. It ain't just people like, oh, and a lot of people grieve. A lot of people think love is having. They don't know it's happiness. Go ahead, Beverly.
Yeah, but, okay, you saying that the woman, but I'm looking at the situation that we in as far as the world. I'm mostly concerned about the United States, because this is my home and this is where I'm at. And I'm looking at the condition that we in. I'm looking at the people that's running everything here. So what if the women have so much power, then why are they sitting back, and why are they not using their powers then to change this around? Because this is not women that's doing this. This is men that's putting us in the condition that we're in.
Well, see, women is trying to check the opposite man. They're trying to check the one they're in love with. They're trying to check the wrong man. You supposed to check the one that you have. You gotta check your mans, your brothers, your sons, even talk to your daddy and let them know it's wrong. See, we have a respect thing that we lost, but it's the respect is respect. All right, they don't have an age on it. And what I mean by that is that we have to share, we admit when we're wrong. Now, if Michael got a problem, everybody need to help Michael out. Michael don't need to be shot because Michael run his mouth. All right, Michael got a problem, and everybody needs to let everybody know Michael got a problem. You don't sit there and let that nut run thing when you know he's a nut. We're back to it again. When
okay,
we do,
like,
we...
Go ahead. But like you're saying, okay, I see what you're saying, but this, okay, all the people that's in charge here that put us in this condition that we have because of this greed and selfishness and whatever else that's going on here, all of them have wives, sisters, mothers, and I'm quite sure some of their wives and sisters and mothers have probably set them down and said, you know, I don't agree with what you're doing. I don't agree with your ideology here. And I'm quite sure that they have been told that, but because, you know, it's like, who is to say that they're going to pay any attention to them? You know, they're going to go and do what they want to do. They're not going to listen to what their wives say, because they're probably going to say, well, you know, I'm the president, I'm the vice president, and I know what I'm doing. You know, you stay in your place. I respect your opinion, But I got to do what I have to do, Donnie.
Oh, Beverly, hear me what I'm about to say. See, mamas is the baddest thing on the planet. All right, then I'm standing 6'2" and a half, and mama can walk up and bust me in my head, and I ain't going to say one word back, but I help you out. The ones who don't have the respect for their mama like that, if anybody know that's mama, he hurt. He in trouble. Sisters, brothers, everybody in this neighborhood will mess you up messing with mama. See, daddy usually can hold his own ground. You hear me what I'm saying? But mama's the most dangerous. You don't mess with nobody, mama. All right, then, and I'm going, see, daddy, he might get his butt whooped by the kids. But mama, see, only way mama get hurt if mama's rotten, if mama ain't no good. Other than that, they usually accept mama when mama crazy ain't no good. But mama had to be awfully low when the kids turn away from mama. See what I'm saying? So mama, you got to get herself straightened. And the only way you're going to get mama straightened if you let mama know she's wrong. And see, kids, don't let mama know when they're wrong. Mama can live your life.
Saying.
Go ahead.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, you're talking about the mama. I'm talking about the child. The child is the one that's in charge here. The child is the president, the vice president, and all these other people that's running everything. You saying that the woman has power here. What about their wives? What about their mothers? What if they come and tell them what you're doing is not right, and they don't listen to them?
So well, you know, the mama could walk up and bust him in his head. If the mama, he had to get that from somewhere.
Relationship.
Pardon me?
Some people don't have that kind of relationship.
Oh, no, you're right. Like I said, a lot of us, come on, we still built up on metric. We built on money. We built on material things. So sometimes mama got to shut up because of the medical. It's good for the kids. The house is nice. The heat is warm. You know what I'm saying? So mama like, okay, then let me just shut up the boy, know what he's doing. But she needs to speak up. She needs to sit down. Remember, mama used to pull you to the side and say, well, baby, you know, you could do more good than, you know, is any kind of way you could better it. See, mama still got to speak up. That's all. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Mama got to be mama again. Mama can't be girlfriend. Mama. Mama got the most valuable thing on the planet, mama. All right, then? Even when a woman don't have a kid, she's a mama. Anytime a woman is old enough to have a kid, she's a mama. Because there's more women out here who don't have kids that's better mama than the mama. So I'm just saying that if the mama could walk up and pop him beside his head, the mama could sit down and get to him quicker than anybody. A man mama. Even if the man got issues, a woman. You see what I'm saying? A woman can control the wildest beast.
Yeah, I see so many people that's out of control. It's like mama, wife, nobody can help them. They just, you know, and that's what I'm saying. You got these people that's out of control here. And what about if they have a mama that's diabolical? The mama could be the problem. She created that monster.
Well,
you know, all the mamas is not, you talking about the perfect kind of mama, the mama that got a conscience, the mama that's got her act together. It's so many dysfunctional mamas walking around there.
Well,
you know what created these monsters.
Right, the conscious mama is the one everybody needs. That's the main one. She could be crippled, crazy, but once she's conscious, then she knows what's right or wrong. That's the key. The kids is, they're conscious, but they ain't conscious for the right reason. So all I'm just saying is, not blaming the mama, but the mama's got the power to correct the wrong. Because I'm going, there's daddies out there sick too. But like I said, daddies can't jump on mamas. And like you said, everything twisted. But remember, we used to, even us, a couple of years ago, 10 years ago, we could count 5 generations. Now we're down to 3 generations. Some people down to 2. So, and what's going on here? If you're killing the women, you're not having the kids. All right, there. We keep messing up the population. We're so busy trying to control it, and most of the nature will take care of that. Not man don't need to. Go ahead, Beverly.
But, I hear what you're saying, but we got a problem here.
Yeah, we got a big problem. Man.
Right, exactly. And so all these men got mamas and sisters, but we still got a problem. So how do we deal with this madness that we got, you know, like just like Dick Cheney, you know, he had sat there and look at all of them young men and women that lost their life in a war that shouldn't even have been a war because this man lied, because this man had was a head of a company that got this contract that's making all these millions and billions of dollars because of this war. He don't care about these sons and daughters that have lost their lives. You know, and we just sat around and don't say nothing. He was supposed to have been impeached. I could see the Republicans not wanting to impeach him. But what happened to the Democrats? The Democrats are sitting there because they voted for the war, so they don't want to look bad because they voted for it, so they don't want to impeach him. So you got a bunch of hypocrites. You got a bunch of weak-minded people here, scared people. I mean, what do you do? That's what I'm saying.
Get the ones in the most powerful position and check and see if they got families. And then when they make these decisions, you make their families be the first one out front there, mainly them. I think if you're sitting up there going to sit there and talk about, oh, I did my time in war, then you should know how it is. Then you don't sit nobody else out front. I mean, all the technology, why they got it? I mean, come on, they got who the hell are they fooling? They got 27th century technology. They don't have to lose a man at all. Is that what they tell you? Hold up, they can light the whole area up from the sky. From what I hear, they can light it up from across the sea. They can light it from the damn thing. So this losing man stuff, come on, who was that for? For some parent that's sitting up there still believing my baby need to die. Not you, and you got to make them damn decision. What, my baby or this? I mean, come on, all this money, all this lies. And so they like, if the people stand up and stop it, then ain't nothing they could do. Like I said, they want to push them laws like they loved ones. They don't have no loved ones and stuff and that thing. You make sure they butt right out front there. Because they believe in it so much, they need to be out front there. I bet you they'll find a damn different way. Whoa, before we pull the trigger. Let's sit down and figure out something else. But they not out front there. So since ain't nobody trying to put them out front there, y'all done sit up there and gave them positions and shit. And I'm saying, just like you gave them position, create your own position. Tell them about their position and tell them, you know, this better be feasible for the people, not for y'all. And until we do that, doubly, we read back to that. They took time to put this together. It's going to take time to rearrange. It'll work. We don't have to tear it apart. We just got to rearrange.
I don't see nothing happening. That's what I'm saying. You know, they keep talking about the Democrats and the Republicans, but they, you know, like they two separate parties. They one party. You know, it's no two separate parties. Now, they had started an impeachment procedure against Cheney, and then it just stopped. It's just laying in a committee somewhere. You know, so they all in the same boat. So that's what I'm saying. You know, you got a bunch of crooks up there, and what do? You saying they mamas and they sisters, but I believe the mamas and the daughters and them and the wives can't even get to these people. These people, you know, they so focused on they diabolical, they greed and all of this stuff. They're not listening to no mama, to no wife and that.
Well, I love what Mother Earth says. She said, time is on our side. Yes, it is.
But see, yeah, I understand time is on our side, but look at they got all these young babies going over there dying. And I don't have a problem with fighting in a war if it's defending our country, if we in trouble and we protecting our territory. But we went over there over a lie. I mean, he had documents saying that it was not no war. They did not have no weapons of mass destruction. He changed things around, and he made it that they went over there anyway. And so they saying here that they was going to impeach him for these crimes that he did. They don't even have backbone to even follow through on the impeachment. Now, they want to impeach Clinton for having sex with a female, but here this man had killed all these babies, these American boys and girls over there fighting because he was part of a company that had got a major contract over there. And all this is for personal gain. And they don't want to impeach him?
Well,
what's wrong with that picture?
But see, like you said, Clinton, did you jump back to him? See, everybody's blade is sharp in a different way. They like, oh, his blade is longer. His blade is sharper. He got multiple blades. But see, they got it twisted. They don't supposed to be using blade. They're supposed to be using Q-tips. until they stop cutting and scheming and
wait
trying to figure out how the other one's thinking.
Wait, Donnie. Wait,
okay.
Rick. You said Q-tips.
Wait. See what they see? They up there. See, in other words, like Clinton and you know Cheney and all of them. They up there judging about what you did. This is like cuts. It's like blades. All of them got multiple blades, different cuts, deeper cuts. But they ain't paying attention. They're supposed to be up there with Q-tips. They don't supposed to be cutting and slashing. They're supposed to be trying to come up with a solution for all. They sitting up there, everybody fighting for themselves. I'm right. That's what's wrong with the human being. I'm intelligent. What's wrong? I mean, they did a movie, Forrest Gump. And to me, what they showed me was patient and even a retard to make it happen. I love that movie because they're great. It's so simple to get ahead if you just keep your word, stick to the plan, get rid of the doggone other stuff. You can make it work, but we don't stick. We want instant gratification, Beverly.
But also in that part, in that movie, Forrest Gump, it showed all them people following this guy. They didn't have a clue why they was following him, but they was following him. And then all of a sudden, he quit running, and he just said, I'm going home. And they had wasted all their time following him. Don't even know what's going on. That's a problem to me.
Hey, Beverly, you still see me up on the screen, and you still up on the screen there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then. I heard, I got word that they said they were waiting for the host to call in.
Well, no, I got people in the chat room communicating with me.
Okay, so we okay then. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a problem on their end.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly what they said.
So, you know, yeah, that's on their end.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I got a problem with that. You know, that was a prime example. Here, this man, he running. All these group of people don't have a clue what he's running for, but they following him. And then after they followed him so long and he got tired of running, then he went home and they standing there looking stupid like, what do we do now? What, you know? So that's what's going on here too. As far as we got leaders, we following them and they taking us. We don't know where they taking us.
Let's see the people waking up. That's what it is. Like I said, this beautiful technology with people waking up, people hearing, and people seeing, and they ain't going to be able to keep on doing what they're doing in the closet. They literally doing it in our face, all right? And it's our fault. I mean, think about it. They nickel and dime us, and that's enough of us. They like, you know what, hey, look, we can control this. I mean, think about it. They're making billions, all right, then, a day if you go worldwide. So I'm going, who's going to mess that up? So they're doing us like in a lab. They like, okay, put a little pressure over here. Okay, they got a little bit better over here. They seeing what's worked. And I'm going, if we go ahead and just modeling ourselves and everything, everybody else must pursue. So they trying to control who is who, what is what. They trying, like I said, they got 27th century technology. They just trying to jump on the, they try all these new ideas coming up. They like, we got enough stuff, we just got to slow y'all down, Beverly.
Well, for anybody that wants to join in on our conversation, we might want to hear another point of view of this. You can call us at area code 347-215-8041. And you might have a whole nother take on this or a whole nother opinion on this. So give us a call and join in on the conversation.
Blab Talk Radio 2012, Beverly Donnell, telling it like it is. Beverly.
Yeah. And, you know, the mainstream is on, but no. Okay, I see here where it say the show is on, but not screaming. Hello?
Yeah, so what they saying is we need to call back in or what?
I don't understand what they're saying because.
Okay, no, what I'm going to do, you stay on the air. I'm going to just call right back in just for the heaven
okay.
To see if anything turned by.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so, you know, as you can see, I really have a problem with this. You know, I understand, I'm looking here and I'm seeing, you know, one minute I looked up and they were saying that they was going to have an impeachment against Cheney, and then I turn around. And it's nothing going on. So I'm like, what's the problem? And everybody is sitting up there in Congress not doing anything. Everybody is like, okay, I got my little piece of the pie. As long as I got my little piece of the pie, I'm okay. So my thing is, why, you know, my solution, what I think, hello, Donnie, you back on?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. My thing is, yeah, I can hear you real good.
Okay.
My solution, I keep going back to this Nasara plan. You know, this plan that when you put it into effect, the president, vice president, and all of them Congress members, they got, what, 72 hours to get out of town? They got to
You know they ain't gonna let that happen, girl.
I mean, to me, the people can force that to happen. No,
have you been reading for the last 2 or 3 months saying how dangerous they are? You know they ain't gonna just let that happen. We got one of the biggest gangsters up in that rascal. You know what I'm saying? Well, well, West Bush boy, come on, we ain't gonna let that happen. 72 hours, brother, come on.
But see, that's the problem. You know, we're all scared.
No, you don't get it. What is the button we need to push? What we need to do? I'm a gang, but you don't get it. Them fools, you're telling them, you're going to mess with their livelihood, shut them down, and if you got it like that, they're going to me. I'd be like, I'm going to panic. How can I stop them from pushing that button? So that's what I'm saying is to tell the people what they know. They've been there. They've been sitting there, but the thing is that they got to sit right out front. And they're like, what you going to do? It ain't scared. It's just that you got to go through a change of command. They done created this block that you can't even push it if you could get it going. I'm going, they're going to sit there and go, oh, we did it, and guess what? The money been paid, but we're going to sit here and distribute it to you through every century, okay? Any kind of way, if you do go through. They're going to keep their position because they're going to like, we're going to handle it for you. That's what they done pointed themselves to do anyway, double it.
No, because if you get them out of office, if you kick them out, kick them out of office, fire them. See, that's what we forget. We forget that they work for us. You know, they got us looking at, okay, y'all are slaves. You know, y'all work for us. But it's supposed to be that we paying them. They living off of our tax dollars. They working for us. So how come we can't fire them? How come we can't kick them out and put in some more people, and the masses of people have to do it. Ain't no one or two people can do this. It has to be the masses of people have to do this. They can't come up against the masses of people.
Well, you're right.
That sounds like a revolution. Ain't that what happened back in the olden days when they had the revolution and the Tea Party and when they came over and just took over the Americans? You know, I mean, you can't be sitting around. I say we got a tool that we could use to get them out of there, and that's what the people need to stand up and act like employers and not employees and kick them out and hire somebody.
But then the thing is, they're trying to figure out who they're going to put in there. And when they put them in there, by the time they realize what's going on, you got another monster.
Yeah, but, I mean, we already know that's a monster up in there. How come you can't – you already said create. You know, we got to create. So we got a bad – like you say we a corporation. The United States, you're saying that we are a corporation. So what you're saying is that this corporation here, we can't – kick the CEO and them out of office and put the other
CEO? Well, it's like the pyramid. It's like the concept of LLC. Let's say we're in a big corporation. Well, we could do an LLC within that corporation. They gave us enough rope. If we just sit there and dot the I's and cross the T's and read up and see what position. A lot of people right now, you could sit a stack of money in front of them and say what you want to do. Half of them want to get high, another half want to buy cars, and the other half want to pretend and stuff and everything, and the other one want to steal and kill for it. You see what I'm saying? A lot of them don't know. They talking, but a lot of them, they have opportunities, but they scared to take them. And like I said, you get back to that mental thing and all bit, and people helping one another.
Yeah, but you keep leaving out a segment of people that got their conscious. They know what they want to do. They see, they connected, they tuned in. They can, you know, so you keep forgetting them. You keep talking about these other people with the mental problems and the other stuff. I'm talking about the people who got the consciousness and who can create and who see what's going on, who know what's going on. I'm focusing on those people.
You got to remember too now. You got certain kind of people out there. You got the ones who's conscious and brilliant, but they sick. They like what they're doing. Then you got the ones who's conscious and brilliant, and got to worry about that sick sucker. You see what I'm saying?
So if I go by your analogy, then that means you can't trust nobody. You know, everybody got a problem. So we just sit here and twiggle our thumbs and don't do anything.
Well, no. So we got a mass of population, and the mass will win in the long run because they need the mass to make it happen. So, like I said, when the mass get tired, they're like, now they're putting all this pressure on us. Now look what they done did. They better off backing up, dropping prices on gas for nobody won't come. Like now, the more pressure they keep on us, they got five or six. They got no max in 10 years, all right. But they see what's coming, so they trying to adapt and own the future on that. But like I said, there's other people in the community coming up with stuff that people start. What they doing is like the futuristic movies and stuff. People are going to bootleg different stuff, synthetic stuff to make it happen, doubly.
Yeah, but also they condition in the people. You know, right. They getting us conditioned to accept these $3 and $4 a gallon worth of gas. Because if we had to say something when they first, if we had to rose up and say, no, protest or whatever we had to do, I don't know what the strategy was, but if we had to say something when they first started raising the gas prices, they would have backed down.
Well, not said something, did something. See, the thing is, a lot of people said something, but they did something. But we'd have just like, you know what, skip this. Everybody would have parked their car for one weekend all out the United States. they'd have been like, whoa. See, then we'd have won, but we're not working as a unit, and that's divide and conquer.
Yeah, and that's it. That's it, what you just said. We are not working as a unit. And it's just a bad thing.
Right. I mean, big families is crazy. Big families all through America, throughout the world, to be one of the wealthiest families on the planet. But it's so much chaos and madness and sin. And by the time the man or the woman do get the family organized, society looking at them and pointing their fingers. And then you got the Joneses over here in the United States and stuff and everything. Then you just got straight out poor. They're knocking out the middle class. And the middle class, like, oh, no, they're dropping out the bottom. Now, there's always going to be a bottom, and there's always going to be someone on top. They're controlling the middle class because they want to make it tired of these little young people making millions. And, you know, like I said, you still got the tug cards, you got the attitude, you got the age. You got so much prejudice until we lose them all. We got an into arm. It took time to put together. It's going to take time to organize it, doubly.
I understand that, but to me, I don't even see any kind of movement. You know, it's like everybody dummy down. Everybody is, you know, it's just like we say, they conditioning us. You know, now everybody accepting these. They say, oh, you know, they talking about the prices of gas is high. But like you say, ain't nobody doing anything. If we had stepped up to the plate and did something when they first started it, they, like you say, they would have backed down. And this is all everything. You know, this guy, the vice president, started this war over there. If we had stepped up and said something then, you know, we might have could have nipped it in the bud before it got too out of control. But that's our problem. We just sat back and we go along, however you say it. And that's just, they destroying us.
Yeah, but like I said, we prevail. We will win. Our wrong will make it right. All right, then. I mean, first of all, like they said, we're born in sin. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I hear a lot of twisted books out there. But then I'm like, if we come born and killing and making judgment on life, then heaven, yeah, we're born in sin. So I'm saying there's too many things you can detail and pay attention, but we learn about mistakes and error. So, like I said, the time. That's the only thing, the plan, the land, the time. Doubly.
Yeah, but it just feels like, I know time never runs out, but it's just, to me, it's just, is like is. I know we're going through a change, so I'm probably feeling these changes. That's we're going through some major changes here, and
but
so
see,
I know that's what I'm feeling.
But you said time don't run out. That's where you're wrong at. That's just it. We so relaxed, we think we on borrowed time, and each day we walk above atop the planet, and we just 6 feet from being from under it. If we're lucky to make it under the similar lifestyle some of us live. That's what I'm trying to tell you is that we just a technology from being wiped out one way or another. So I'm going really, like I said, take time to have a peaceful and beautiful day. People need to work on their happiness. That's the only way they're going to win. Other than that, they got this wrapped up. Right now, we see opportunities. In some other country, there's no opportunity, and that's what they're doing. They're tying up all the opportunities. You're going to have to almost interview to even get a doggone position of a character of power and position through life within your family. They already got the formula already worked out, and we're falling in place. We raising new generations up into it, and it ain't no prevailing. It's just that, like I said, if we ask, we talk now, and we make another 200 millionaires in the United States within 10 years, then that's sometime to take in 50 years. This whole society we're talking now, and things we're talking at the present will soon be the past, will be the future. And a lot of things will be said right, Beverly.
Yeah, but it's not even about just making, you know, more millionaires. What's the sense of making more millionaires if we make the same kind of millionaires that have the same kind of bad conscience that the ones we got up there now?
Oh, wow. Well, see, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't go into detail. To break it down is, see, like Malcolm X and like Martin Luther King, all right, then. See, they were strong figures in the black society and a lot of other culture. And a lot of other cultures had brilliant men. But see, the society respects you more with the money. They don't care if you're the professor, the doctor who got his private business and making $10 million a year is more, you know, appreciated as the doctor who worked for the hospital and helping free operations and helping the poor. See, that's not right. So what I'm trying to say is that I'm going in time. We'll balance it out, and that's the only way it's going to be balanced out, Beverly. It's the only way it'll be balanced out if we just sit back and know what's wrong, speak up upon it, make it happen. It's going to happen in 50 years. With all we're talking about now, a lot of it's going to be in good. All right, then, we got 2 minutes before the show is off, Beverly.
Yeah, I'm looking at that, and I just want to say that next week we will have a – I'm not next week, on Thursday. We will have a guest on, James O'Neill, and he has got an interesting concept. He wrote a book about the 9/11 disaster, but he's looking at it at a different angle. He's looking at it from a spiritual point of view, what happened on 9/11. So he will be our guest Thursday at 7 o'clock. So tune in and call in and participate in that show too. So he got some interesting concepts with that 9/11 on the spiritual realm of it. So we're going to listen and see what his thoughts is about that, Donnie.
Okay, he said there's some literature over if I could at least know something about them, and I could definitely pick at them too. He wrote a book on 9/11, but he's doing the spiritual thing, right?
On the spiritual side of what happened on 9/11.
I bet you that's beautiful. I want to hear that one. So we having that this Thursday?
Yeah, this Thursday at 7 o'clock, he'll be our guest.
Great. Okay, Beverly. So we're about to wrap it up, y'all. We appreciate your time and effort. So remember, take time to have a peaceful and beautiful day. And thank you once again for tuning in to Beverly Donnell Blog Talk Radio 2012. Have a blessed one.
Thank you.
Welcome to the desert of the real.
The world that you know.
This. The world that you know. You've been living in a dream world. World as it was at the end of the 20th century.
Doubt
living in a dream world.
Disbelief.
This is the world as it exists.
Tell me like you. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the desert. Welcome.